We have one announcement this morning. We would like for all members of the Student Coordinating Council, the old and the new officers, to please meet on the steps immediately after chapel. And also we would like for those who are receiving athletic awards to please remain after chapel also to receive your awards, and also for pictures. At this time, I'd like to recognize Dr. Copeland of our faculty.
It is my sad responsibility to announce this morning the death of Dr. Loy Connell Smith, an alumnus of this school and a Southern Baptist missionary, who was killed in an automobile accident in Nigeria on Thursday, May the 16th. Mrs. Smith was injured, but not critically. She is in the University College Teaching Hospital at Ibadan. Dr. Smith had just met his wife in Lagos as she returned to Nigeria by plane after a brief family visit in the States. Dr. Loy Connell Smith was the brother of Truman S. Smith, an associate secretary in the Foreign Mission Board's Department for Missionary Personnel, and former director of student activities and instructor in pastoral care at this school. His wife, the former Eunice Andrews, is the sister of Mrs. Truman Smith, and both of them were from Chalybeate Springs, North Carolina. Dr. Cornell Gorner, when he received the news, said L.C. Smith was one of our greatest missionaries. The loss is greater than we can express. Dr. Smith was highly trained as a surgeon and had international recognition in the field of thoracic surgery. He and his wife studied here at our seminary. Following their appointment in 1958, they studied for the session of 58-59 here. In addition to his widow and his brother Truman, Dr. Smith's survivors include three children, Melba, 14, Loy Connell, Jr., 12, and Brian, 7. His parents, Mr. and Mrs. E.V. Smith of Fuquay, Varina, North Carolina, a sister, Mrs. Warren Coble of Albemarle, North Carolina, and another brother, Tillman B. Smith of Silver Spring, Maryland. Funeral services and burial are to be in Nigeria. It is expected that memorial services will be held at Chalybeate Springs on Sunday, May the 19th. I should like for us, please, to stand for a moment of silent tribute. May we stand. Our Father, we thank Thee for the ministry of Thy servant, Loy Connell Smith, for the testimony of his lips and the healing ministry of his hands. We join in our grief with his family and friends, with his fellow missionaries, and Nigerians who knew and loved him. And we also join with all Christians who knew him in the blessed hope which we have received in the resurrection of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Wilt thou comfort all of us, and especially those who were closest to him? Support and sustain them, we pray thee, by thine everlasting love and by the strength which comes only from thee. Again we give thee our thanks as we continue to ask that thou wilt sustain all of us in the midst of life and in the presence of death. Through Jesus Christ we ask it. Amen. Be seated, please.
And now may we bow our heads for our invocation, please. Our righteous Father, we thank Thee for the blessings of our lives, for the many things that You have given us. We pray that You will bless us in this service this morning, that as those who have served go their separate ways, and as new ones come to take their positions, that each one will find a place of service for Christ and His kingdom on this earth. Bless us in our service. Bless us in the future years that we may share together, that all that we do may be honor and glory to Thy name. For we ask this in Jesus Christ's name and for His sake. Amen. Our opening hymn is hymn number 426. May we stand together as we sing, O Master, Let Me Walk With Thee.
I would ask you to turn with me to responsive reading number 74. 74, Our Great Commission. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them.
And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted.
And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world.
And Jesus said unto them, Thus it is written, and thus it is written, who Christ shall suffer, and to rise from the dead in the third day.
And that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations.
And ye are witnesses of these things.
Ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth.
Our main program this morning is twofold. We would like to recognize the officers who have served this past year, 1967-68, those whom you elected as your representatives to the Student Coordinating Council. Our second purpose is to introduce the new officers, those whom you've elected to serve you during 1968-69, the next school year. We hope seriously that you will strive with your best efforts to work with your new officers in all ways that you can to make next year, 1968-69, one of the best years at Southeastern Seminary. It's only when we work as united individuals and as united persons that we can achieve the true purpose which we seek. At this time, I'd like to ask Mr. Jeff Kelly to come forward. There's no gift this morning. Jeff, on behalf of the Student Coordinating Council, I would like to express all our gratitude and appreciation to you for the fine job you've done this year with SCC. He's been a wonderful leader. He's been a wonderful person to work with. And we hope that those who follow in your footsteps will do a great job also. But on behalf of the SEC, I would like to take this opportunity to express our appreciation and to thank you for the wonderful job you've done.
Thank you, Wayne.
And now Jeff will present the old officers for this past year.
I think certainly a primary focus, if I may presume to know that focus, of theological education is an absorption, assimilation, and an interpretation of the rich Christian heritage that is ours. This focus, of course, must not be lost. It's a primary focus, and it demands hours of quietness as well as hours of study, as hours of stimulation, hours of desperation at times as we come to grips with old forms and old content and recognize the new content that is proffered to us, so that the Institution for Theological Education resides and maintains itself on the basis of disciplined study. Yet on the other hand, and very importantly, though perhaps in some sense as a priority that is not ultimate, a responsibility of theological education is that of calling into community, in light of interpretation, our lives as they are spent at this institution. And for all of us, to some extent, we have spent our lives here and have looked upon this institution as more than a depository of books, but a place of human living. For this reason, I have maintained that the responsibility of the student government, as it represents the student body, though not always in consensus with the student body, is to be a responsible agent, handling well the entrusted task of study, of course, first of all, handling well its responsibility to encourage other students, the faculty and administration in the task of the school and of the world in which we are living. And just as responsibly, to be an agent of dissent, so that I would affirm that a community of true dialogue, or of dialogue, the adjective is not necessary, that in a community of dialogue, a smooth unity that brushes quickly aside the rough convictions and opinions that we have brought with us and that we daily have, would be a disservice not only to ourselves nor to the school, but also to the ministry in which we are engaged. For this reason, this year, I am most grateful for the support of the Student Coordinating Council, for the disagreeable and the very agreeable opinions that have been brought to me by the students in concern and in fair-mindedness. For this reason, I am happy to say that the Student Coordinating Council has lifted the water level, perhaps, at least in our individual lives. The Student Coordinating Council this year very seldom has been unanimous in its decisions. But I think this also is a recognition that dialogue has taken place within its body. As I introduce the officers for this year, I can't show my appreciation by detailing the things that they have done. Many of them have been done in quiet ways, with a long hour spent. Of course, you're invited to come and participate in the Student Coordinating Council to see what goes on, but certainly in any kind of administrative body, not everything that goes on is published. As I introduce them, I recognize their ingenuity in bringing the best that they have, weighing the factors that we have been given the wisdom to know, in calling forth our community in encouragement, in Christian love, and in dialogue. And I respect their support for me, and I respect their disagreement with me because of their personhood and because of their genuine concern for our total student body. I'd like to introduce them at this time. The Vice Chairman, if you will stand and remain standing, please, until all of you have been introduced. The Vice Chairman, Reed Buckaloo. The Secretary Treasurer, Sherry Dixon. Athletic Chairman, Herb Hash. The Devotional Chairman, Don McManus, who was replaced during the year because he had to drop out of school by Wayne Brown, who's on the platform, or has gone down. Stuart Motley for the Drama Committee. The Extension Committee, Peggy Clonch. The Ethics Committee, Bill Rogers. The Music Committee, Delois White. The Social Committee, Mr. Bill Tumlinson. The Welfare Committee, Marshall Nethery. The senior representatives for your class have been Lamar Wakefield, who is a member of the Executive Committee, Roy Ford, and Wayne Bixon. The middle representatives have been Joe Glisson, David Lee, who is a member of the Executive Committee of the Student Coordinating Council, and Don McKinney. The junior representatives have been Roy Tucker, a member of the Executive Committee of the Student Coordinating Council, Nancy Morgan, and Wayne Brown. Wayne we drafted to take a dual role during the middle of the year. Since he was a fledgling, there wasn't much he could say. The graduate representative is Jack Heath. And the certificate representative is Wilk Skinner. Thank you for your support and your industry this year. It's obvious to say that there has been some considerable excitement in the Student Coordinating Council elections this year. I don't profess to know all of the reasons why, but I am glad to know that it has occurred. And I've been also very, very satisfied to see not only the desire for people to serve, but also to see responsible people serving. And as responsible a person as we have is Ingram Johnson, who has been elected to be the Student Coordinating Council President for next year.
Thank you, sir. I must agree wholeheartedly that there has been much excitement the last few days. It is my duty and responsibility this morning to introduce to you your newly elected officers for the SCC for the coming year. As I call your names, would you also stand and remain standing? Our Vice Chairman, Mr. James Winslow. Secretary, Joe Coltrane. Athletic Chairman, Dell Brunson. Devotional Chairman, Sherman Lewis. Drama Chairman, Lynn Ogburn. Extension Chairman, Wayne Brown. Our Ethics Chairman, John Kelly. Music Chairman, David Norris. Social Chairman, Ms. Peggy Poor. Welfare Chairman, Ms. Judy Herring. Our senior representatives for the SCC for next year, Ms. Sherry Dixon, Mr. Skip Coleman, and Mr. Wayne Robinson. And our Midler representatives for next year, Jim Munsinger, Bob Page, and Roy Tucker. Juniors, as you know, your representatives will be elected at the beginning of next year. Our certificate representative, Eugene Land. To the entire student body of this seminary, may I say one word only. You have elected a fine group of representatives. They represent, and may I make this crystal clear, they represent no one facet of this student body. They are neither liberal, conservative, or in the middle. They represent you, the student body of this seminary. They will not attempt to lean one way or the other. They will represent every student here. May I urge upon you the responsibility you have toward your student body officers. They cannot govern the student body. They only represent it. They can only do this as you support them. So may I urge each one of you, as a student here, to become actively involved in everything they do. May I say to these newly elected officers, as I take it myself, and paraphrase H.H. Rowley, and remind us that we are not elected to glory, honor, or power, but to service. On behalf of these candidates, I thank each of you for placing upon us the privilege and the responsibility of these offices. And on behalf of them, I pledge our support of this student body, faculty, and administration as we attempt to serve you. Thank you. You may be seated.
May we all stand for the benediction. Our Father, we express to thee our gratitude for the fellowship we enjoy as members of this seminary community. We pray thy particular blessing of guidance upon these who have been set apart from our number as leaders in various aspects of our community life in the next academic year. May they be aware of thy trust and of our trust, and may they not forget that him who would be first of all must be least of all. And now, Father, we pray, bless us and keep us, and make thy face to shine upon us and be gracious to us. Lift up thy countenance upon us and give us completeness. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.